because it's not about right and left. It's about right and wrong. This is the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, troublemaker, muckraker, journalist, and apparently now an enemy of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And I couldn't be prouder of it. It's too bad they're using so much of our taxpayer dollars to attack folks like me. $250 per hour is what Marcy Wheeler is mentioned tonight on Empty Wheel, if you know her from Fire Dog Lake. She mentioned that on the Twitters tonight, that this attack on me, my family, my home address, specifically targeted by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in a anywhere from $200,000 to $2 million campaign. They were paying people $250 an hour to do it, said Marcy. Some idiot on Twitter getting rich off you. Yeah, well, I know I ain't getting rich off of anybody. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. And if you were listening on Green 960 up there in San Francisco just now, I do believe they just played our Green News report today. Our, if you didn't get it, then call and ask your progressive radio station to add it. It's 6 minutes of independent green news analysis and snarky comment. Sometimes snarky comment about the Chamber of Commerce. Those guys, you know, they're not... I'm trying to figure out how to get this across to folks, you know, to folks who are on the right, who call themselves Republicans. We need a legitimate Republican Party. We don't have one. We have instead the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Party. We have folks who want to put you out of business, who will send your jobs to China, to Mexico, to India, to anywhere they can, to increase their profits and to tell you to go straight to hell. Why is it so difficult for folks in the supposed Tea Party to understand that? I'd love to know. Give me a call, 877-520-1150. If you think they're looking out for you, if you think Bill O'Reilly is looking out for you, is looking out for the folks, he ain't. Go read what they said over at what Eric Bollert reported today over at Media Matters about from a Fox News insider who says, quote, "I don't think people would believe it's as concocted as it is. That stuff is just made up," says the Fox News insider. It is their MO to undermine the administration and to undermine Democrats. They're a propaganda outfit, but they call themselves news. They say one thing and they do another. They insist on maintaining this charade, this facade, that they're balanced or that they're not right-wing extremist propagandists. But it's a lie. But you guys knew that, didn't you? You can also stop by our chat room, where folks have been very supportive as well tonight, at bradblog.com. Our chat room is in there, and Desi Doyen and For Earth are holding things down, and there's a lot of really nice, really good, friendly folks in there. So please go say hello to them, and you can also say hello to me on Twitter at the Bradblog, where a bunch of folks have been also writing in tonight. Very supportive. Thanks, guys. I do appreciate it. And, here was one of the things, you know, this campaign that you can read about, Think Progress is reporting on it, where I'm named and my organization, StopTheChamber.com, is targeted. So I was talking to some of the folks who work at Velvet Revolution today. We are targeted, VelvetRevolution.us, so please support us and tell the Chamber of Commerce to go to hell. But anyway, I was talking to some of the folks over there when we began to learn about this today, and the fact that they were apparently the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was willing to pay $2 million to these quote unquote data intelligence firms to put out discrediting information, to put out fake documents, to infiltrate. Who do these guys think they are? How stupid? Anyway, one of the folks with VR, and I'm not going to name her name, because apparently it's fashionable to target people standing up for the truth. But she said, hey, I think we should contact them and offer to spy on ourselves for a mere $500,000. That sounds like a plan. We would have done it. Chamber of Commerce, had you just asked, we would have spied on ourselves, giving you whatever you want. We got no secrets. $500,000, we could use it. Could pay the rent this month. All right, here we go. Let's go to some phones. Steve in Austin, Texas. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Steve, what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, thank you, Brad. Good to hear from you. I like where you stand in occasionally for Malloy.
Thank you, sir. Right? Appreciate that.
About the Think Progress story,
yeah,
it's extremely alarming, especially, I'm sure, for you personally, but it's not really a surprise. Recent history. Oh, Dan Rather.
Yeah.
Didn't he receive a document, quote unquote, and then later reviled and fired for it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, sounds a lot like that, doesn't it? Sounds
a
lot like what they were talking about.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know about your age, but way back during the Civil Rights
movement, apparently it's easy to find because I got my birth date, too. So you can find my birthday. Yeah.
I didn't go to that. But back in the Civil Rights struggle, Dr. King was also the victim of certain surprise documents and surprise revelations. Yeah. Same M.O.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible. But yeah, you anticipated one of my thoughts. You should wear it as a badge of honor for sure.
Okay. Well, it's...
But watch your back, man.
well, you know what?
People are really crazy.
Yeah. Listen, I've been getting these death threats from, people all over the place for years, going, way back. I'm quite used to it. I do watch my back. But, the fact that they would go to such a concerted effort, that they would build this campaign, that they would hire three different firms. Because anybody who's met me out there, and, I go out a lot. I talk about democracy and election reform. And anybody who's met me knows I'm a very, very scary guy. So it's understandable that they would need to. Hey, Steve, I appreciate your call, my friend.
Okay.
And we'll hope to see you in Austin. We get down there from time to time. Great city.
South by Southwest?
No. I would say that I got family down there, but that'll probably target them, too. So no comment, Steve, but I hope to see you soon.
onward to the fog.
Thank you, brother. Great.
Right,
appreciate your call. All right, let's go to where am I here? How do I use these phones? He's just the replacement talk show host. Okay, there we go. Gary in Indianapolis. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Gary, what's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Brad. I just wanted to call and say your show is very entertaining.
Thank you.
And I was just wanting to know if you really believe that all Republicans are bad.
No.
Well, that's good to know, because I'm a Republican, I understand that news today, and it doesn't matter what side it's on, as we both know, Fox leans right, CNBC and CNN, they lean left. That's all about entertainment.
No, sir. It's not. It's the news. You see, there's this thing called the U.S. Constitution. And in the U.S. Constitution, there's something called the freedom of press. They are the only industry named in the U.S. Constitution given special protection, special dispensation. And with that special protection, sir, comes responsibility. You can't just go and make things up. No, it is not about entertainment when you target people, when they get shot or when they get death threats, or when they get assassinated because you have been targeting them. That is not entertainment. It is not entertainment when you send a country to war over lies and BS and hundreds and thousands of people die because of this entertainment on the Fox News Channel. It is not entertainment, Gary.
Brad, I agree with you on a lot of that. But
good.
Why do you think that CNN and CNBC, Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS hire very attractive people? It's about entertainment. These people are. It's about money and entertainment.
Yeah, certainly it's about ratings. But they need to have ratings. Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that they don't deliver,
uh-huh.
but I'm saying it's about entertainment.
Okay. You have a responsibility. You can't just entertain people no matter who it harms. And I don't even care if you're in the news business. You have a responsibility to be a citizen, to play nicely with others, to inform the public. And no, you can't just go out there and put out lies. And by the way, Gary, I'm not going to let you put out the false equivalency that Fox News is like CNN and CNBC and MSNBC. Yes, I'm happy to go after CNN and MSNBC frequently when they screw up, but they are not the same as Fox, which is a propaganda organization. Period.
I'm not arguing with that.
Okay.
Because I agree with that. They are. They're right leaning.
No. I didn't say they were right leaning. It's fine to be right leaning. I said they were a propaganda organization, Gary.
I don't doubt that at all.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't doubt that.
That's not right-leaning. I don't care if you're right-leaning. You're right-leaning. That's fine. But you're not a liar, I hope. As soon as you start lying, then you're not my friend.
Well, I'm not a liar. I'm a physician.
Good.
I can't lie.
Okay, good.
All right?
Good.
Because that would cost me my job.
Okay, good.
With my patients.
Good. Okay. Comment, but yeah.
Another reason why I was calling was Indiana University, which is a very liberal school here in Indiana.
Yeah.
The Kelley School of Business had just done a research, and I was wanting to know, the reason why I asked if you were against all Republicans is because they did a study regarding who gives more charitable donations.
Yeah, whatever. Gary, I got to get to a break.
You're afraid to answer that, aren't you?
No, because I didn't read the study. I don't know. I don't know, and I don't care. I'm glad that
you don't care because it shows that Republicans are pretty nice people and they care.
Who said they weren't?
They care about. Well,
I got to get to a break.
You're betraying them,
Gary. I'll address your question after the break. It's a hard break.
Okay.
I got to get to the clock. I do appreciate your call, sir. All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You're listening to Brad in for Mike Malloy. More of your calls straight ahead,
520-1150.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
All right.
Come on, baby.
Yeah. My fire is apparently easily lit tonight. Brad Friedman on The Mike Malloy Show. Mike will return next Monday. We just had a caller who thought that I think all Republicans are evil or some such. I don't think they're evil at all. He pointed to a study at the University of Indiana, I think it was. I haven't read the study, saying that Republicans were more charitable. Okay. Yeah, fine. Haven't read the study. I don't know if that caller was listening to the show tonight and how it is that the guys like U.S. Chamber of Commerce will put out millions and millions of dollars and create all kinds of fake studies. Go over to bradblog.com if you want. Search for the name Jeffrey Milyo, M-I-L-Y-O. He's a professor who's apparently for hire. He'll create any study you want. Tell you anything you want. But anyway, let's assume you're right. Republicans are more charitable. Good for them. Delighted. Oh, well, not sure what the point is. I keep telling you, it ain't about right and left. It's about right and wrong. We were supposed to have one of my guests tonight was a Republican from South Carolina. I'm going to have him on tomorrow night, Frank Heindel. You can read about him at scvotinginfo.com. He's been out there. Making public records requests, demanding accountability for the voting system out there, the 100% unverifiable voting system that they use across the state of South Carolina. They also, by the way, sir, forgot your name, I think it was Art, they also use the unverifiable voting systems in your state. Pay attention. Do you care? I do. Anyway, Frank is a Republican, a businessman, a commodities trader, But he's been doing the right thing, and I can't wait to talk to him tomorrow. I've been working with Joe Miller and his people, for Christ's sakes, up there in Alaska, trying to help them in their election contest. I don't care if you're a Republican. I care if you do the right thing. And I wish more Republicans would understand that. Let me go to James in Mojave Valley, Arizona, Mojave Valley. Hey, James, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I was listening to you talking about, what's right and what's wrong. You're correct on that matter. Now, you're setting up you said that, Fox was making up stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I watched Glenn Beck and O'Reilly every day.
Yeah.
And, Glenn Beck tells us to go look it up for yourself.
Right.
He doesn't say. And so I decided to look up some stuff on Frances Fox Piven.
Right.
Just like you, I had never heard of her.
Right.
And so
nobody has. Nobody has until he started targeting her and she started getting death threats on his website, The Blaze, which he kept up there for weeks and weeks. Yeah.
Okay. But when I looked it up, looked up her and her stuff, there's a website called discoverthenetwork.org, a guide to the political left.
Yeah, that's an AstroTurf website, you realize, right?
Oh, well, that has nothing to do with the information.
Yes, it does have everything to do with
Wait a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the Cloward and Piven strategy.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, you look it up, and, it's collapsed the system by overburdening.
James, nobody ever heard of these people until Glenn Beck made them famous. Do you get that, James?
Famous doesn't mean that he's right or wrong. He made them famous. And
all right, James, more of you after this break. You're listening to Mike Malloy. Oh, I hung up on him. I did not mean. Call back, James. Brad in for Mike. Show Brad Friedman of bradblog.com under siege and in command here on the Mike Malloy Show. 877-520-1150. I accidentally hung up on James. He was kind enough to call us back from Mojave Valley, Arizona, I think it is. So James, you were talking about the fact that Glenn Beck says go look it up. And you'll find the truth when you pointed to this Cloward and Piven strategy, which is apparently an article that she wrote. When was that written?
1966, it said.
Woo! Man.
But that's a danger.
She's a menace to society, yes?
But she also kind of resurrected it in a recent article in The Nation.
What? What? She wrote an article in The Nation? And what did she say in that article, James?
Let's see. I got it up. It starts with, it has one paragraph. The second paragraph says, where are the angry mobs, the demonstrations, the sit-ins, the unruly mobs?
Mm-hmm.
After all, the injustice is apparent.
Yeah.
Working people are losing their homes and their pension while robber baron CEOs report renewed profits and windfall bonuses.
Right.
Shouldn't the unemployed be on the march?
Yeah. When do we get to the violent revolution part?
I didn't say anything about violent revolution.
Oh, but Glenn Beck did. Didn't he?
I would.
Didn't he,
I don't
James?
Know exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He did. He said that Francis Fox Piven, who nobody ever heard of other than Glenn Beck, called for violent revolution to start the new year. In return, after he posted that on his Blaze website, she received one death threat after another. Now, you just read what I guess was the most damning part of the article that says
no,
there's more?
No, I didn't read the whole article.
James, listen, I understand. And you said to our call screener that you were a Tea Partier, right?
Yes, I am.
You are on the march. You are the people that she was talking about in the paragraph that you just read. Do you not get that, James?
I kind of get it, but my government is not listening because they're making my government bigger. And I don't want my government bigger.
Why not?
I want my government smaller.
Why not?
Because I'm an adult. I can do the things, some of the things that the
government
wants.
You don't want your government to help this country get back to work? And by the way, James.
The government can't put me back to work.
Of course the government can. Do you know anything about history, James?
I just lost my job. And the government didn't come over here and tell me, hey, James, I got a job for you.
Are you collecting unemployment? James, are you collecting unemployment?
Not yet.
Are you going to? Yeah.
I don't know because I'm currently looking for a job.
Are you going to collect unemployment, James?
If I don't get a job, yes.
You are.
But that's unemployment insurance.
You're going to let the government get bigger. James, sorry. Pay attention.
No, pay attention. No,
you
no.
are being played, my friend.
Job.
All right. Good.
I'm looking for
I know.
Job,
and in the
actually.
Meantime, you will get unemployment, which is that big government program you heard about. You're being played, James. I got to go, pal.
It's not permanent, though.
It's not permanent for anybody, you knucklehead. I got to go, James. Pay attention. You're being played. And they're taking advantage of guys like James. He seems like a nice fellow, but that's what happens when you watch propaganda. That's what happens when you watch Fox News. They make you think that you're on their side, that they're on your side, that they don't like big government. This after they supported $1.3 trillion Medicare thing under Bush. This after the $3 trillion wars under Bush. They didn't care about smaller government back then, and they still don't care about it now. Otherwise, they wouldn't be trying to come between you and your doctor to decide which medical care you can and can't get. Do you guys not get this? You don't. And I understand. Because when you're in a cult, and that's what folks who believe in Fox News believe, when you're in a cult and you have been brainwashed, it is not easy to become unbrainwashed. I do understand. But I am here to help. Craig in Napa, California. What's on your mind, Craig?
Hi, Brad. Hey, I think, well, have you been to journalism school?
No, sir.
Okay, well, you know, I know a lot of people in your business and people you know have, and you probably know the basic, tenets or whatever of journalism.
Yes, sir.
How it works, credibility.
Yeah.
How to source things and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think if people, you know, knew some of this, they would understand how to tell propaganda from, or at least discover whether it's credible or not.
Look, here's the thing, Craig. These people are being played 24/7, and not just on Fox News. And we're going to talk about this, I hope, tomorrow night with Sue Wilson. They're being played on AM talk radio 24/7 around the clock. As I pointed out many times, more people listen to one episode of Rush Limbaugh in a day than listen to all of Fox News at night. And that is on our broadcast airwaves. They are using our resources to propagandize this nation, and the Democrats aren't doing a goddamn thing about it. It's insane.
I agree with you.
It's insane. Sorry.
But
go ahead.
You got to have faith in the people because
I do.
People, we all want the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I agree with everything you know, you're talk about and stand for and work toward, and this is the whole point. It's our obligation to work for a better world.
Yes.
So when people say, well, it's just entertainment, ask them, is that your values? Is that what you want?
I hear you, brother. Well, we got to get to them, you know, one caller at a time, one person at a time, which is why
right.
I say, you know, you don't need to, your enemies are not the Tea Party. Your enemies are the liars and cheats and rapscallions who created the phony Tea Party, who funded it, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Koch Industries, the people who are attacking me tonight with a $2 million campaign. Craig, I got to get to another call.
Right on.
I appreciate
Thanks.
Your call. All right. Let's see. Where are we here? Ray. Oh, Ray. In Oakdale, Minnesota. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Ray. What's
Brad,
on your mind?
Hey, Brad. How
hey,
are you?
I'm okay.
Good, and I'm glad that you and Michael are good friends. With all, I like to say, overdue and unlimited respect, I think we got to get beyond, way, way beyond the whole liberal thing. I think, you know, liberals have contributed a lot in the past, but I'm coming at you, Brad.
Ray, what do you mean get beyond the whole liberal thing? Who mentioned the word liberal at all tonight?
Well, I mean, I didn't hear all of your program. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, but no, what I'm trying to say is, can we get past the whole Democrat Republican thing? We need.
You didn't listen to my show, or I've been talking about this all week. Go to bradblog.com. I got the archives. I don't give a damn about. I've said over and over. I don't give a damn about liberal conservative. It's a phony paradigm.
Good,
red
good,
blue
good.
Republican Democratic. It's all a phony paradigm meant to divide you and me.
Yeah. Can I just
yes.
get this said, Brad, and then I'll let you go.
Go ahead.
I'm founder and director of an organization called Kalpuli Turtle Island Multiversity. That's Kalpulli.
Uh-huh.
And it's an Aztec word, Brad. It means community.
Yeah.
And you can visit our website at Kalpuli at DrupalGarden.com.
Okay. All right. What will we quickly, why do we need to visit there, Ray?
Well, because our goal is to basically see this nation reinvented along indigenous and ecological lines,
mm-hmm.
and to move out of the, you know, our addiction to war, our addiction to exceptionalism, the recurring sort of metastasizing cancer of the far right.
Mm-hmm.
The American people have got to grow up. I'm advocating, Brad, the overthrow of Manifest Destiny,
okay.
which is still in force, by
All right.
the way.
All right.
And I
appreciate the work you're doing, sir. And
and
I'm sorry for snapping at you about the. I don't care about the right. Okay, good.
No, I didn't get the sense that you snapped at me. All
I'm
calling for, Brad.
You can't tell me because I got to go to a break, Ray.
Yeah, we
I'm sorry.
We got to emulate Egypt.
I hear you, man.
All
that
right.
is what democracy looks like. 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Yeah. Emulate Egypt. Stand up for your rights. That sounds nice to me. Brad in for Malloy. Your calls straight ahead.
I can walk out. 'Cause I love you too much, babe.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows, and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions.
My thanks tonight to our great engineer, Tony Sorrentino, here at K-Talk AM 1150 in Los Angeles. Also to producer, call screener, and chat room hostess Desi Doyen, who is co-hosting the chat room today, once again tonight with For Earth. For Earth, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. My thanks, as always, to my guests tonight, Lisa Hajar and Tom Tomorrow, and especially, of course, to Mike and Kathy Malloy for allowing me to sit behind their big old microphone. Until they're back next Monday. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll have, I hope, pending what happens in Egypt, Frank Heindel talking about South Carolina and the 100% unverifiable voting they have out there and that most of you have across much of this country. Also, Sue Wilson on media and returning the airwaves to the people who actually own them. That would be you and me. 877-520-1150 is our number. Oh, and by the way, if you're listening on MikeMalloy.com, please stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid, even though he's on that cruise with Malloy as well. John Fox, I'm told, will be sitting in for him tonight. Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Welcome to the Malloy Show, Mark. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Brad. What's on my mind tonight is, you know, the Koch brothers and the American Chamber of Commerce and Fox, you know, they like making people targets. But, you know, they're a target themselves, and they make themselves a target. I'm not advocating violence, but, you know, demonstrations.
Please don't.
Or whatever it takes. But, you know, they're out there, too. We know what these cockroaches are. So if anything.
Well, look, I don't even want to give the impression that they should be targeted in any way, shape, or form. What I would like to, though, is for our tax dollars to stop going to them, and I would be delighted to see an Egypt-style, demonstration outside the Chamber of Commerce. I would love to see all the truckers from around this nation come on by and surround that building so that they can't get in or out. Frankly, the folks who called in, Will the trucker the other day, said that he had been awakened in listening to our broadcasts here this week and that he wanted to call out the convoy. Call them out. Stand up. Stand up for your rights. Stop these bad guys, by letting them know who's in charge. No, not by targeting them. That's the way that they play, and they're sick puppies.
I don't mean target. You know, I mean exactly the way you say. Will the trucker had a great suggestion. I mean, go after them in a peaceful but forceful manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm against violence, but we need to take action again. These are the people that are destroying the country.
Well, here's how you can do it. One way you can start is you can go to stopthechamber.com, and you can donate to that effort. And yes, it's an organization that I helped co-found by way of disclosure, since I believe in it. Even if the U.S. Chamber of Commerce doesn't. You can also go to U.S. Chamber Watch, which is by Change to Win, one of the other groups that has been targeted by Glenn Beck. You can support those groups. You can support the independent media, thinkprogress.org. These people who are telling the truth about these insidious folks. So, yeah, I hear you. No, they shouldn't be targeted in any way physically, violently or anything like that. Their personal addresses, the way they've done to me. But support the people who are taking them on with facts, with truth, with rule of law, with accountability, with all of those things that the Tea Party folks are told to believe in and should believe in, and they, the Tea Party, should be the one demonstrating outside the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, because it is the Tea Party, the real folks, the rank and file, the grassroots, the real grassroots, not the ones, you know, who are put up to it. They're the ones who are being screwed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So, yes, America, yes, Tea Party, I am standing with you against the people who are working against you, and that's folks like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Well, it's basically 2% against the rest of us.
Yep,
is. And that's how we have to look at it.
Yeah, but
we're fighting the 2% in this country that want all the money and all the greed and leave us with nothing. So we're all in the same fight. We just have to make people aware that we are. That's
all. And the same thing is true in Egypt. And they figured it out, and they stood up for it. And they didn't just stand up for it. They stood up, and they stayed. And they didn't leave. And they didn't go home when it got dark and when it got violent. And they were willing to give. They gave up 300 lives, approximately, out there. They were also fighting against the 2%. When I was on my way over here, Mark, I heard someone say, what did they say, that it took decades to get to where they are. But over the past week, there's been decades of change. Sometimes it comes that quickly, but only when you stand up for it. Mark, I got to run.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, let me get to Mike in L.A. There we go. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Molloy Show. I only got about 30 seconds for you, I'm sorry to say.
That's cool. Hi, Rev.
Hey.
It's interesting, this tactic by the Chamber of Commerce, and it would be interesting to see who thought of it and see if they were also involved in the exact same tactic used against Dan Rather.
Mm. Well, yeah, it certainly does sound
falsified
familiar.
Documents.
Yeah, it sounds familiar, yeah. Or it sounds like something that they could have learned from the Dan Rather incident. Because ultimately, we don't know if what Dan Rather put out was a forgery or not, because nobody, the Bush White House had never come out and said, oh, that was untrue.
But it certainly seemed like it was a setup.
A
forgery then to get him tossed.
Clearly, these guys will lie, will cheat, will scam. A caller called in and said, hey, Brad, I want you to call the Chamber of Commerce the Chamber of Cheaters. Because that is what they are. Yes, they will do anything they have to, because the truth
they
is not on
dangerous.
The truth is not on their side, Mike. It's on yours and mine, and they don't like that.
Yeah. Most definitely. Thanks for being.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate your call. Okay. Let's get to who else do we have? Do we have time? Maybe. Can you make it really fast, Sam in L.A.? I'm sorry to give you not enough time. I'm trying to get everybody in as I can. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Brad? You're doing great.
Thanks.
Fantastic show. I just heard this story about Suleiman personally torturing someone. Did you hear about that? Did you already cover that?
Yeah, we talked about it at the top of the show.
Oh, you did. I missed it. Okay.
But you can. We will have the archives of the show up at bradblog.com late tonight, so you can hear the entire thing. That is, if you're not already a supporter of the podcast, the MikeMolloy.com podcast, which you should be, because that's good. That's independent media that we need to support. But you can also go to JADmagazine.com to read Lisa Hajjar. She was our guest in the first hour. Her story on Omar Suleiman, the CIA's man in Cairo.
Yes.
We had her on. Hey, thanks, Sam. I appreciate it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Brad.
You bet. Keep making noise out there, people. And that goes for everyone. Support your independent media. Support MikeMolloy.com. Support StopTheChamber.com. Support U.S. Chamber Watch. Think progress. And, BradBlog.com. This is your country. You can take it back. These bad guys don't have to win unless you let them. Brad Friedman for Mike Molloy. I'll be at BradBlog.com till tomorrow. See ya.